Welcome to Minority Corner.
With an Eke.
And James. Learn, laugh, play.
It's like Blue's Clues.
Only more black, gay,
and ladylike. Previously on Minority Corner,
we talked about Pearl Merrill.
Pearl Merrill from So You Think You Can Lap Dance was here. First guest ever.
First guest.
I talked about Charles M. Blow, and he had his cousin who had died before Matthew Shepard, but didn't get any attention.
No attention, but great author.
Yes.
I talked about the race and gender gap.
Mm-hmm. In terms of money, bitch better have my money.
Bitch better have my money. And guess what, y'all? I'm awake. I'm still a little jet lagged, but I'm more awake.
Ooh, yeah, that's right. She's back from the Philippines.
I'm back.
Well, let's get into the corner.
Let's go.
Hey.
We're back, y'all.
I'm Eke.
You're so excited. What's going on, James?
It's the Big Ten.
What's the Big Ten?
Minority Corner. We just hit our
10th episode.
We're not number 10 on the charts.
But we're at
number
10 episode.
In the episode, so look at us.
That's like more than a British season.
That's true. We are more than a British season. We're kind of like, you know, Showtime, actually.
Yeah, we're like an episodes. HBO show, like a special one, True Detective, watch out.
Yeah, except less misogynistic.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good for us. Pat on the back.
Yeah, I'm going to congratulate us on that.
I'm being less misogynistic than True Detective.
I did not watch season 2.
I barely got through the first season because I was like, I am tired of ladies being naked, murdered, and stupid.
It's
like,
so true.
There couldn't be like one single well-written woman on that show. And then she's like, I better take my top off.
But there was one good set of tits.
Whose was that?
There was some lady that had really nice boobs.
She did. And I congratulate her on getting, you know, her parts on TV.
You know, I just read, that's so funny that you bring that up, because I just read an article on this porn star who does background work as a prostitute on Game of Thrones.
Oh.
She had to audition naked.
I'm sure she has a pretty impressive reel.
She was fine with it. She was like, yay! And she was like, I had to cut my filming of this porn scene in Spain down short and fly to the set of Game of Thrones. But they are all right on the porn set because they used me being in Game of Thrones as promotion material. I was like, this is the weirdest story. What am I reading?
And why were you? Yeah, well,
it was interesting.
Okay, I'm okay.
What and was, it was like 1 a.m. because I'm still jet lagged.
Eneke is back, like from the Philippines.
Hello, world. She's, I'm back.
She's back and she's awake.
Brought the heat with me to the damn Bay Area.
She did. And but you know what I am? You know what I'm? I have a confession to make.
Okay.
It's not a confession. It's
these
something
are
to,
my confessions.
Something to get off my chest. Well, not really. Summertime. I got bugaboo. I got summertime bugaboo.
I don't know what that means.
I got a bugaboo.
Help me, I'm old.
I have a summertime bugaboo. Doesn't it help when I just keep saying it?
Can it can either be, is it one?
Okay, let's see.
You got bed bugs.
Quiz a corner, ew, fuck you.
Or two, you're booed up with a mister.
No.
It's none of those?
I have a mosquito bite.
Oh, it's kind of like one.
It's like a bugaboo. It's like boo, bug. Like the Destiny's Child song. No? You're not going along with me.
No, because the Destiny's Child song is a boyfriend that's acting up.
Oh, I thought they were talking about, like, mosquitoes.
That would
like
be the weirdest song. Hey, y'all, we got a new track. It's about some skeeters. And a 1, 2, 3, go.
You a bugaboo, mosquito. You're bugging what? You're bugging who? You're bugging me. And it's itchy. Don't you see? It's not cool. It's not hot.
And it's itchy.
And it's itchy.
That sounds like a...
I don't care if the Pope said he'd like you to. You a bugaboo.
Do they say the Pope in there?
Yes, they do.
They're Catholic?
That whole... No. And that's the point. I don't know.
I don't know.
No, but the whole entire... That song is a really mean song because it's like... He bought, like, a pair of shoes, and she's like, I don't care. So what?
What did he do?
And then, like, he was apparently, what this bugaboo did, he was called, she was like, it's not hot that every time I block your phone number, you call me from your best friend's house.
Why is he at the best friend's house?
Because she blocked the phone number, and he was like, well, let me call you from over here. And then he bugs her so much that she told MCI, you need to cut the phone pole. I'm going to have AOL make my email stop. And I'm going to break my lease.
Still
so
around?
They're not.
This song is dated.
And they didn't know how the internet worked, so they asked AOL to make the email stop.
Excuse me, AOL.
Can you make my email stop? Because I've got a bugaboo.
It was back when the internet was still magic.
They threw their pager out the window.
No, that's
they
expensive.
Did. Nope. She broke her lease so she could move.
Man, we need to move on.
Well, I could do an entire segment about Michael Bloomberg. But you've said something about a Catholic, right?
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of Catholic, did you hear about the Catholic priest? Sounds like a joke.
Yeah, and the rabbi that walked into a bar?
No, did you hear about the Catholic priest and the bagel in the ear?
Okay, you gotta explain this now. You're just, what is this? Is this confuse Aneke into a topic?
Corner. Somewhat. No, there's this Catholic priest who went around talking to the school children about, like, why being gay is evil and wrong. Because he was like, would you take a bagel and put it in your ear? And they're like, no. And he's like, why? Because it doesn't belong there. And he's like, exactly.
But it's not wrong. And who says that a bagel doesn't belong in your ear?
Well, he's like, would you put it in there? Would you stuff one? Like he means like cram. He said cram a bagel into your ear.
That makes no sense. If it feels good, I might do it.
That's true.
Right?
Yes.
I stick Q-tips in there. That's I'm not supposed true. To, but I do it.
Well, don't go all the way in, Aneke. That's dangerous.
I just, you know, I do a little dabby dab, swipey swipe.
No wonder why. Can you hear anything I'm saying?
Huh?
Can you hear anything I'm saying?
Oh, James, you're talking to me?
What if I wave my arms around?
I can see you.
No wonder why this podcast has been going to crazy town.
Hell in a handbasket.
I was going to say that, but I didn't want to get religious.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's true. Ponder that. Last thing I wanted to mention about.
Yes, what are we talking about?
Target is freaking out.
Target
or Target. What did you pronounce?
I said Target. Anybody who watches Saturday Night Live knows the Target lady.
Oh, okay.
It's a devil.
Oh, I don't know what that is. I feel left out.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. I'll Google it.
Okay, good.
Target's freaking out. Well,
no genders advertisement?
Not Target isn't freaking out, but people are freaking out about Target.
I feel like I have
to say. Wait, can you explain it for people in case they haven't listened or they don't know?
Yeah, let's explain it.
So what is it?
Target is basically, they announced, as far as I know, that they're like, we're no longer going to advertise genders for children.
Cool.
Basically, like, here's a doll, here's some army toys, whoever you want to buy this for, buy it for.
Because there was a tweet that, like, someone had was shopping, and there was, like, a list, and it said, like, it was, like, toys, and it said, building blocks for boys. It was, like, some sort of, like, building sets for boys and then building sets for girls.
Yes,
and I imagine what do you think the building set for girls was? Was it like
it builds
cupcakes?
Into a baby for you to learn, like practice breastfeeding?
There
on.
Was like probably like three different, like the boys is probably like super intricate and
I know,
like,
all
you
these
build, tools.
Like, build a society and learn how to run a business. And for women, they're like, put on this dress and look pretty.
But you're like, but I was trying to build a house. Like, no.
You build a family and you don't destroy it by going and getting a job.
Yeah, or thinking for yourself.
I know.
Or stepping outside the kitchen. So Target said, you know what? We're getting rid of that because that's bullshit.
And I appreciate that.
I think it's great. And like Fox News and like people are fucking freaking the fuck out. They're like so confused and like, well, how will I know how to buy a toy for somebody if I don't know what aisle I'm supposed to be in?
Then you don't know that kid.
Yeah, clearly.
I know.
Clearly. And they're like freaking out. They're just like, but like, and they're not doing it to close, not necessarily. Like, I think someone can decide whether or not they want this Dora the Explorer t-shirt or not.
Who cares?
Who cares? But it's like, yeah, like, they're doing it to, like, betting. As if, like, someone's really gonna be, like, stuck in the store and have a mental breakdown. Because they don't know if little Johnny is getting the Dora the Explorer bed sheets or the Diego. He can have either.
And he doesn't give a fuck. Kids flip out over dumb shit.
Yeah.
You don't want to give them excuse to flip out over really dumb shit that we constructed on our own.
Absolutely. And if you really just think about it, it's a lot of stress that I think that gets put onto kids anyways, because maybe they wanted to have the Dora the Explorer bed sheets, but because you were like, that's for girls, and the thought that they are like, but I wanted that, and now they're having all these, at their 8 years old, and they're having an identity crisis.
Right. Here's a little secret for you guys that are afraid about gender norms or whatever.
And afraid about getting the Dora the Explorer sheets.
If your kid is gay, they will be gay, no matter what you give them as a child.
Mm-hmm.
Mind blown. Yeah. What?
And by you doing anything else, you're just going to further to fuck up your child.
Right.
And most parents, let's be honest, you're already fucking up your kid. So do what you can to fuck them up the least by just letting them have the fucking Dora the Explorer bed
sheets.
Low impact fucking up. We should write a parenting book called Low Impact Fucking Up. Done.
Because I'm already gearing myself up to fuck up my future children.
Absolutely. I know I'm going to fuck them up, but I want to do the least amount of damage possible.
Right.
Can I tell you how this troll did something really...
Yes, my parents did a good job on me.
No, my parents totally fucked
me. No, I know.
I hope you're listening. I'm in therapy.
Oh, that's good.
But everyone should be in therapy.
I agree.
There was this troll this is a good troll. There are good trolls.
What?
There's a good troll.
Like a troll doll with a gem in its belly and a cute hair?
Pretty much, just in spreading internet magic.
Oh.
This good troll went online and created this account called Target Ask for Help, and it had the Target symbol.
Oh.
And so they went on the Facebook page, because of course all these people went to Target and was like, fuck you, you're ruining up everything. And so they, as Ask for Help Target, mm-hmm. were answering people's like questions and responses.
Oh.
And so there was this older woman who was like, I'm so confused. How will I know what to get my grandson? Like, I'm going to be so confused and blah, blah, blah. And Ask for Target responded, and this is just one of many. Mm-hmm. I encourage you to look at it. They said, Diane, we find it hilarious when older customers, such as yourself, come in and get lost and confused. So when you ask, is that too much to ask? The answer is yes.
Oh my God.
Yes, it is. Many, many things like that. Like, there was another person who was like, I have kids of both sexes, and you know what? Just because I don't approve of this doesn't mean I'm bad, and you're giving into the political correctness of rah, rah, rah. Mm-hmm. And they were like, one of their responses, they were like, I applaud you admitting that your family has both sexes.
Oh my God.
Someone was going off about like how the Bible like said, like they were like, the Bible says that there's differences for women. This is a woman who was saying this, and she was saying that the Bible says that there's differences in sexes, and she was also saying that the Bible says that women are inferior. And
what?
That we're the lesser
sex. Well, I mean,
sex.
I believe it. There's a lot of women out there that subscribe to these beliefs.
Really?
Oh,
I had no
God.
Idea.
Oh, there's so
I'm
many.
So serious.
Really?
I didn't realize that. Like, why would you think that you're less
brainwashing? Than? And it's been, you've been told that since you were born, and you're basically just into that whole lifestyle of being subordinate. And it's not true. I mean, yeah, okay. If you want to believe that you're subordinate and you're happy with it and you're in a relationship that you're fine and dandy with, by all means, enjoy yourself. Be subordinate. But don't force that shit on me.
No.
Like, I know that I am equal and I can do just as much as a man can do.
Absolutely.
And I can play with a little army doll if I want to. And in fact, I don't even like that. Because boys shouldn't have to play with army dolls anyways.
Yeah, no one should play with army dolls.
Right.
That's weird.
Also, I want to point out,
mm-hmm.
just because Target isn't categorizing the toys doesn't mean that the toys are going to be blaringly obvious about which gender they go to, because they still make this crap.
There's still going to be, like, pink boxes signifying, like,
right?
You know. And it's like, you can still, you don't have to get it for little Stacy or Johnny or whatever, like...
Just because Target doesn't have a sign that says boys' toys over something doesn't mean you could be like, what do I do with this Lego set now?
And this does not mean that it is a sign of the apocalypse, which
right.
everyone is freaking out. So good seeing good troll work done.
Yes, I really appreciate that guy.
Yeah. Well, shall we go to the corners?
Let's go.
Okay.
James.
Hey girl, what's that?
I just entered your corner.
What? Oh no.
Where are we?
I'm naked.
Put on some pants.
Okay.
Looking at your butt.
Well, now look at these. Jingle, jingle,
no,
jingle,
that's
jingle.
Not...
Oh wait, that's still not me putting on any pants. Listen, I only do what I want. There's a reason why we're not doing a video podcast, so I can jingle and jangle.
So we could just be pantsless all the time.
Well, Aneke, if I must, I guess we'll go to this corner over here.
What's going on in this corner?
We're going to call this... Politics, the times they are a-changing.
Ooh, that's promising.
I have some good news, but I bet you in the end, it's going to be some bad news.
There's always a sad twist.
There's always, because we're minorities, and our lives are sad. Sad things happen to us. It's true. Am I lying? Am I wrong? And
no.
That laugh that you're doing is a laugh of pain.
Because it was a silent laugh.
Because
but listeners didn't
laugh
hear it, because I was laughing and kind of
crying
at
the
same
time. Well, anyways, I have a little bit of good news.
Okay.
And it's so funny because it's like, these things just shouldn't be happening anyways, but anyways.
Okay.
So California is doing something. Big props, California.
California,
I'm going back to Cali. To Cali.
Cali.
To Cali.
California,
I'm going back to Cali.
Love.
Cali. No, I'm flying to New York. Okay. Well, eventually.
We just did like a remix of all the California songs.
We did.
No, you can sing I Left My Heart
in San Francisco.
That's your new theme song after you leave here.
Yes.
Because I'm your heart.
Well, you are my heart. Girl, you got me distracted.
Okay, let's go.
Okay, California is no longer using grand juries in doing cases against cops who murder and kill people.
Yay.
That's great.
It is, but it shouldn't have
been there. But also, California is the first state to do that.
We're the first state?
First state.
I know who the last state will be. Texas.
I was thinking that too, and I was like, is that wrong to assume? But we also forget there's a lot of other shitty states, like Mississippi.
That's true, but Texas has the highest death penalty.
They love killing people there. Mm-hmm. So grand juries are when a cop kills somebody. Mm-hmm. Grand juries are these court trials that happen with no defense.
No defense.
And the evidence is shown to the juries in secret.
See, and the transcripts
are locked. They're like locked away and hidden. Like, so nobody knows what happens in these. Nobody knows what happens in these court trials.
This is some shady business.
So to remind y'all, a grand jury was used in the case with Michael Brown and Ferguson and Eric Garner and Staten Island to see if they were going to indict officers. Not even to see if they were guilty, but just to see if we're going to have a trial to find the facts.
So they used a grand jury for that.
Yes. And so that's the first step. And then it'll go to trial.
Right.
So we actually didn't even have a trial. We were just, the grand jury was to decide if there was going to even be a trial.
Right. So that's why they didn't even go to trial.
There's no defense. That's like...
That's so weird.
That's like, I mean, that's like, you know, someone just being like, hey. Like, so let's say Aneke... Let's do a hypothetical. Let's say Aneke stole a bag of kittens.
I love me some kittens. I don't.
She stole a bag of kittens.
Yes.
And there was no one to... I can't even go here. I don't know. Like, there's no one saying that, like, there's no...
No, it's a good example because I stole a bag of kittens.
Yes.
And they want to decide if I should go to trial for stealing this So I don't have a defense.
You don't have a defense.
And all of my information is shown secretly to the jury.
This jury, yeah.
And so all they tell them is, look, Aneke is crazy. She is unstable. She has hated cats for years. And she wanted those kittens dead. If I had a defense, then... My defendant could have been like, look, Aneke was saving those kittens from a burning building.
Oh, right. And yeah, oh my God. We didn't know that. I didn't know that. I had no idea that's where this was going.
And the public doesn't know this because it's all secret.
It's all secret. Wow. And like, I'm so sorry that you,
thank you
were actually trying to save those kittens from a burning building.
Thank you.
And they were like, that black woman stole them kittens from a Girl Scout.
I feel vindicated now. Thank you.
But we, actually, girl, you're in jail.
But I'm in California now, so it's not going to happen.
Oh, thank God. Well, you're still going to trial, so good luck with that.
Well.
So that's, like, the really good thing that's happening. I kind of wanted to segue into, so that's how things are changing.
But can I pause you for a second?
Yeah.
I personally didn't know how grand juries worked.
Nobody.
And I'm so glad that you brought this up. I really did it, and I'm a little ashamed that I didn't know until just now, but now I know, and I'm glad that California isn't doing that.
Yes, and other states follow along. And the fact that, like, this exists, like, we have all these different systems in place that, like, we don't know how they work, really, or they should be gone, or we need to, reform them.
Right.
So then I want to segue into politicians who are actually working in line to actually create change that is happening.
Ooh, I like that.
So last week, I talked about how Black Lives Matter went into Bernie Sanders and were like, you need to talk about this shit. They shut it down.
And he has that brilliant 25-year-old working for him.
Brilliant 25-year-old working for him. And there was a question of, like, well, why aren't they going to other campaigns?
Right.
They have, they are, and it's crazy.
So tell me.
So they tried to go to a Clinton rally in Keene, Keene, somewhere on the East Coast. Keene, New Hampshire.
Oh.
Tried to go. They're wearing Black Lives Matter t-shirts.
Yeah.
And they were put into, like, the overflow room they were put into the overflow room. They're like, oh, it's too packed. It's too busy. Put into the overflow room, right? So they're kind of already being silenced. So that's
totally already being silenced. If I was Hillary, I'd be like, come on stage.
So, but this is what then Hillary did. Okay. She then met with them afterwards because she wanted to have a dialogue.
Okay.
How long do you think she had that dialogue with them?
I don't know. It can't be long.
It wasn't long. It was 15 minutes. Mm. Do you think that's enough time to talk about?
I don't know.
Can I tell you the other really weird thing that she did? She gave them advice on how they should go about trying to get what it is that they want.
She gave them advice?
She was, like, saying this is, like, the way that she... And so this is all coming from two organizers. Let's see. D-Ray McKeeson and Brittany... Packnett, I don't know how to say their names, but
people.
But I want their names to be heard because they're, very prominent. So yes. They spoke with Hillary Clinton, and the Hillary Clinton campaign has been reaching out to Black Lives Matter.
Okay.
I question, like...
What type of reaching out? Just like, hey, girl.
Hey, we would like to, And I guess part of the challenge is because this is a very decentralized movement. There are some leaders, but because it's happening all over, which is great,
right.
And that there shouldn't be any one single leader because they'll kill you.
It's true.
We don't want that.
We saw what happened.
Exactly. So then I want to go over to... And then they're planning on...
I just don't... I want to... I don't... One, I wish he didn't give them any advice.
Well, like, she's trying to tell them how to do it. That's like... You know what that looks like? When, like, white people tell me, like, this is how... Don't be so angry. And,
right!
You know, this is a better way for you getting what it is that you want.
It's weird.
So, Patrice Cullors, who is also, she's the co-founder of Black Lives Matter, she is, sometimes I say Black Lives Matter.
Black Lives Matter.
Black Lives Matter. BLM.
I don't know if I like that.
No.
I don't know.
BLM, we're kids. We like to abbreviate things.
It's true.
Fine, Black Lives Matter.
Thank you. Ooh, I like it like that. It's a song. That was good. Soulful.
So, she was saying how I... What was she saying? She was talking about how I... They're going to go to all these... Don't give me that face.
What did they do?
You were giving me, like, I'm listening face.
What's wrong with that?
Which is good. You should be listening. It just was a lot of face.
It's a lot of face.
So she was saying how they're actually going... They went to a Bush campaign.
They did, Jeb.
They were trying to go to... They're going to go to all the GOP because she's like...
There's so many. They're going to be tired.
So sounds like what they did is they just started with Sanders and now they're making their moves to go around. So everyone got their panties in a bunch.
But Sanders is actually using it.
Good point. Sanders actually is the only person who's actually made it part of his political platform.
Wow.
Yes. Like, so Hillary's, like, said different things of, like, let's look at these numbers, and she's called attention to it, but she hasn't actually said a single thing, and, like, here's what I'm going to do to change things.
Yes.
And Bernie Sanders is. And here's a few of the things of what he said.
Yes.
Preach,
Sanders.
His platform is working on combating racial inequality, and he said that there are four essential types of violence used against black and brown Americans.
Yeah.
There's physical, political, legal, and economic. So he's looking to fight those.
Yes.
And the fact that, like, not even Obama had these sort of things, like, in his platform.
Right.
Talking about, and I also don't think he could, because...
It was hard
enough to get him elected.
Bernie's using his privilege as a white man to do this, and I appreciate it.
Yes, he wants to do police reforms. He talks about doing demilitarization of police forces. Mm. He wants to have body cams, police transparency, so more things like getting rid of grand juries and not having all this, like, secret conspiracy shit.
He's doing exactly what I want to do, which is getting down to the bureaucracy and fixing it there instead of just putting a Band-Aid on a situation.
Right. Like, he wants to, like, clean house.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to end the minimum sentencing of nonviolent crimes, which, you know, Clinton is the one that had, not Hillary, Bill, he's the one that signed the Tough on Crimes Act.
No.
And Hillary is actually a supporter of that. I mean,
Hillary has been supporting some things that were shady back in the business. She was not for gay marriage. Like,
she wasn't until it was, like, the cool thing to, like, then jump on board. I mean, and, like, go girl, I support you. But, I don't want to only vote for her because she's a woman.
Right. I mean, she's lesser evil. Like, if she is the Democratic...
Then I'll throw my hat behind her. And I think, you know, she then needs to really work with the Black Lives Matter people and folks to, like, really make those changes happen. So he also wants to... he talked about challenging stereotypes. He called out Wall Street. And he was talking about how we need to, you know, change the way that we look at young black men, calling them thugs. This is what
she's...
And then he's talking about how they get criminalized. And yet these fat cats on Wall Street were doing such criminal behavior and hurting people economically. Like, they're criminals. They're mafia people.
Right.
So he's talking about that. He wants to look at, like, the laws for... He wants to turn... You know, felons can't vote once you've gone to jail.
Yeah, I know.
Even if it turns out, like, which is happening a lot.
When you're,
like,
wrongly accused.
You still can't vote.
That's
you can't
bullshit.
Get a job. So he wants to look at all of these, and he wants to merge the fight for economic inequality with the fight for racial inequality.
Dude, he's talking about saying this. All the stuff, but I'm a little...
And he gave tribute to Michael Brown.
Wow. Do you think he's too good to be true?
No. I think actually, like, in his record even, like, shows of, I believe, right. like, of, like, you know, he voting put his money... Yeah, put his money where his mouth is.
So I want to ask you again.
What up?
Do you think he has a shot?
I he's got some of the largest numbers that they've seen, like, in his... I don't know if it's in history, but at least this campaign, like, he's got the largest amount of supporters that are coming out.
That's good.
And I think if young people come out to vote, that I think it has the potential to, you know... do some change. I'm hoping. And that's why, like, yeah. honestly, like, at first I was like, I've already talked about Bernie Sanders. I want to talk about Bernie Sanders again. I'm going to. Yeah. Because I actually believe, like, if, you know, we started right. this podcast because we were upset. We were angry about the right. different things that were happening. Uh-huh. For, like, our voices weren't being heard. And I think he's the only person that is actually listening.
Listening and doing something about it. Not just listening and being like, okay, I heard.
Right.
He's like, I'm actually going to try and infuse some policies that will change.
Yes. And Hillary actually still is leading. She has about 68% of the black vote.
Oh.
And she's not our candidate.
No.
I'm throwing that out there. I don't think that she is.
I don't think so either. I think that she is running to be president and not for change. That's my own personal belief.
Yeah, absolutely.
No matter what you believe, y'all, corny kids, vote.
Absolutely.
Please vote. Go and vote. We don't vote enough. People of color don't vote enough.
Young people don't vote enough.
Young people don't vote enough. Women don't... Everybody just don't vote
enough.
Everybody
don't vote. Everybody don't vote.
Stay woke, y'all.
Stay woke.
And vote.
And vote. That's what Janet Jackson said, right?
She said, bitches need to stay woke because I'm about to go number one on the R&B charts.
So stay woke. And that can stay woke from Philippines.
I'm awake!
She stay woke for the Philippines, and you need to stay woke at the voting booth.
Yes! Ooh, I like that. Hashtag Aneke 2016.
Can you feel a brand new corner?
Corner time. It's called Cultured Corner with Aneke.
Oh, culture?
Cultured as in museums.
Oh, like you think I'm a classist, like an unclassy bitch is what you're saying.
No, you call museums. Me basic?
Is that what I'm hearing?
You do like yourself an iced mocha and some Uggs.
How dare you. It was hot and cold at the same time.
And you had to wear your little booty shorts.
And I had to. Aneke, I don't make the fashions. They make me.
Okay? You know what? So there's been a... Speaking of that, there's been...
A rise in Ugg boots and coffee?
No.
Okay.
Those are like cockroaches. Down. They're never going away. Oh, God. They're going to go down, but it's never going to go away.
They are very comfortable. In their defense, they're
true.
Comfortable. I've slipped my toes into an Ugg before.
I used to have some fake Uggs that I called Fugs.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. They're fun around the house.
Yeah.
What I was going to say is, what? There's been a lot, like, viral videos of, like, fashion through the years of different countries and stuff.
Oh, I've seen that. They should do a really hot guy.
Mm-hmm, the naked one where he's, like, naked. They should do a basic fashion thing for, like, every year, all the basic bitches of, like, the 20s and the 30s.
Ooh, I would like to see that. But who do you cast as that poor girl who's, like, playing that part? Like, excuse me, model lady? Cynthia,
we Taylor need Swift. To... Wow. I said it. She's queen of the basics.
Wow. I never knew you felt that way.
I got bad blood.
I'm kind of in... Ooh, I like
this. She's annoying.
Spin. I'm indifferent about her. She's so squeaky clean.
Well, you heard how she went off on Nicki Minaj on Twitter, right?
She was like, Nicki, why we fighting?
Stupid.
Like, shut up.
I know. Just listen, get out of the issue. It's
Nicki
not about you.
Yeah, exactly. And she made it about her.
Mm-hmm.
You've got enough, T-Swift. She's apparently queen of pop, and that's what angers
me. She is not the queen of pop.
No, because they did this article where they, like, did it. It's based on, like, record sales and, like, concerts and stuff like that. And, like, you add it all up. Like, she is...
Once again, America's disappointing me. All right. So, Culture Corner, as in museums.
And not Taylor Swift.
Not Taylor Swift.
She is not culture.
She wouldn't touch this with a 10-foot pole. So, there are 35,000 museums in the United States.
Holy shitballs. I've been to, like, one. No, two.
You're not pulling a good case on you for,
I mean,
for being cultured.
I mean, oh my God. I actually thought there were more because I've been to so many and I have season passes to all the museums.
Oh, good. All of them.
You know, I'm fancy. No one's coming in here.
How many museums do you think are dedicated to slavery?
Oh, God. Now, is this, like, in support of it?
No, just about it.
Oh, like, a museum. Oh, we, you know, hey, we
yeah,
used to
this is
this
what
thing.
Happened.
I'm going to say one.
Yes.
Oh, my God, I hate that I'm yes. right. That's so sad. I knew
when
it.
When was it opened?
Like this year?
January.
Oh my God, why am I so good at this? See, it's the thing is that we talk about how sad it is to be a minority
so
in this country.
It's so sad. Fuck how is you. There one museum about slavery out of 35,000 museums?
How many museums are there about, like, Confederate shit?
Oh, I have that information.
And I'm so angry. Of course. There... Of course that exists. The fact that there's even right? more than one...
It's so ridiculous.
Because that's a part of history.
Oh, God, it's so annoying. So as I'm looking up this information about the question that you asked, I just wanted to talk about this new museum that has opened up.
My heart breaks.
It's opened up by a white guy.
Good for you.
John J. Cummings, like the that, third.
John Jacob Giemerheimer Smith?
No, basically.
Opened it
oh,
up?
Oh, I lied. It was opened in December.
Oh, okay.
So last year,
quote unquote.
Last year
in got
December.
It in.
It was opened. He bought this plantation in New Orleans just like on a whim. Just like, I'm going to buy this plantation because I'm a rich man.
Yes.
And then.
As you do. As you do, John Jacob Jamerheimer.
I know. But I am proud of him because he's using his privilege. And this is why we tell y'all to look at your privilege and
like,
use
what
it.
What can I do?
Because he's just
buy
white,
a plantation and
a
make it into a museum.
A rich white guy who bought a plantation. And then he was like, wait a minute. There are no museums about slavery. I think I'm going to make this into a museum about slavery.
Wow.
Which I'm very proud of him for doing that.
Way to do
and it. He dedicated it to the 360 slaves that lived on the property and tended it and did everything about it.
Wow.
So basically, I wanted to bring up some details that he brings up in the museum that a lot of people don't know or understand.
Yeah.
A lot of people still think... that slavery was this, like, pastoral, save the poor blackies and let them help.
Who thinks that? And who has ever
so
thought that?
So many people in the South
you
still
know
believe that.
Can I got a message for all
and
of y'all.
And the North.
Are the people who are in the South or North and you think that, I have a message for you. Fuck you. You're an idiot. That's stupid. Go read a book. And you know what? Not all opinion. You know, there's this idea that, like, mm-hmm. if you have an opinion, well, that's just my opinion. You can have an opinion and still be wrong.
I know.
I want to say that.
Yes.
Because you're wrong.
Yes. So, but I do want to emphasize that this goes deep, and why a lot of people believe this is because high order it said it was okay.
Mm.
Like in 1452, the Pope said that American slavery was fine.
He's like, yeah, go for it.
He was
sounds
like
a good idea.
Oh, yeah, you guys can keep doing
you know
that.
Know what? Sounds like a bugaboo. And I don't care if the Pope said I like
mosquito.
Slavery is a bugaboo. I don't care if the Pope said I liked it.
More than a bugaboo. Okay. And then another thing, an American Protestant doctor of divinity. So he was like a holy doctor. I don't know. That's
he
what
was
it
like,
said.
You know what? Do it.
He justified in 1850 that slavery was appropriate of government to hold up. So these are back then. To the 1400s, to the 1800s, people were highly religious.
Yeah.
And they looked up to these people and listened to the doctrine of it. And you got religious figures saying this because of money. I'm going to be honest.
Yeah.
But they were all saying, oh, it's okay. So
they like it.
Right. So people were ignoring their better judgment. So another thing that I want to bring up. Okay. So... there are Confederate and Antebellum Life Museums in... Virginia, South Carolina, and Louisiana.
Interesting.
All about the Confederacy and antebellum times.
Well, it's no wonder then you have some black guy in South Carolina going up and shooting up a black church because they have museums that are celebrating this idea of inferiority.
Right.
And saying it's a part of history and part of...
It's. I want people to realize that it is in our culture and it's... We need to erase it from our culture. The United States, and I don't want to, it's not about the, what is it? The Olympics, the Minority Olympics or whatever, we should never compare plights of people.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, no one wins the Olympics. Exactly.
No one wins the oppression Olympics.
But I do want to just point out the fact that the United States has more Holocaust museums than Israel, Germany, and Poland combined.
Damn.
And one museum about slavery that was opened in December.
Sorry, that...
I don't even...
I just get out of loss. And well, I mean, here's my thing. I guess, like...
Can I just say this one fact? Our country is currently building an $160 million Holocaust museum across just blocks from the U.S. Capitol, which was built by slaves.
Oh, wow.
In the 18th and 19th century.
Interesting.
So, I'm not saying that that museum shouldn't be there.
Yeah, but can we also get, like, a sister museum? That's or why like, don't we do, like, you know, split the museum? Can we have two terrible things that happened and are, like...
Acknowledge the terrible things that happened?
We can call it the Terrible Things Museum.
Right.
The, like, World Terrible Things Museum. We have it all in there.
Exactly.
We'll take a look.
And this is, like... Bringing back to my point of when we were talking about Cecil the Lion.
Cecily the Lion.
Yes. Cecily the Lion. Sorry. All right, rest in peace. But people are able to acknowledge something that's away from them. The Holocaust didn't happen in the United States.
Right.
It happened in Europe. And we went over there and supposedly saved the day. That's the propaganda that we were told or whatever. Slavery happened here, and we're walking on ground that was basically built and funded by slaves.
Right.
So it's personal. Mm-hmm. It's more connected, and that's why people are afraid.
Right.
But I think we need to get past that and not celebrate it, but acknowledge that it happened. Mm-hmm. Acknowledge the people that are here that are descendants of slaves.
Agreed.
Or, otherwise, we're just going to keep the trend of brutalizing black folks.
Yes, absolutely.
Stay woke, y'all!
Janet Jackson and Aneke both said it. Stay woke. Yeah, but I'm wondering too, like, you know, I was just saying, like, fuck all these Confederate museums. Mm-hmm. And it is a part of history.
Mm-hmm. It is.
And
I don't...
so we should still have these Confederate museums. Yeah, because we don't
want to
forget.
Along with slavery museums.
Yes. And I think it's a difference of, like, you know what? It's not like we don't want to ever see, like, we don't want to ignore the fact that the Confederacy existed. Like, you can still have a flag. I think what we're saying is, like, I just think going back to, like, having a flag, like, raised, you know, a Confederate flag raised of, like...
That's a celebration.
That's
exactly.
That's
not history.
History, yeah.
A historic document.
I don't understand why you wouldn't just go ahead and, like, there shouldn't just be, like, a Confederate museum. It should be, like, a Confederate slavery museum.
Exactly.
Because they're about the same thing.
Exactly.
That's my vote.
I like that.
Let's go to a Bernie Sanders, like, rally and, like, get up on the stage and be like, here's our idea!
Yes, here's our platform!
Hey!
Hashtag 2016, Neke and James!
Oh, so then you actually, that's a good idea. Because we don't have the money to actually really, we don't...
No, no.
I'm sorry, we don't have any money for your campaign.
We barely got money for this podcast.
We don't. There's 50 cents here on the table from my
51
roommate.
51 cents, you're forgetting
shit.
That penny
okay.
right there and a little cracker crumb.
Oh, cute. These glasses, we can sell those.
Those are my glasses.
Oh, okay. Do you really need them?
Yes!
I think we need to take a poll. I think our viewers would feel more comfortable if you didn't wear glasses. It comes off as
I'll just drive off the bridge then!
You're gonna be the president, you're not driving anywhere.
That's true, I need a driver.
So, we're gonna, I'll drive you.
Thank you.
Let's all help again. I'm also, like, I forget the title you gave me, but it was pretty awesome.
Comptroller, I think?
Fuck yeah. Okay. Oh, that's why I'm counting. 51
yes.
cents. Even though I didn't do that penny there.
I know, like,
every
even
penny
though
counts.
It's right there.
Every penny counts. Anyways, we're going to go to the Bernie Sanders rally.
Yes.
And we're going to say, like, here's these ideas. And then you're going to, like, I'll seduce him with a lap dance.
Oh. And tying in Pearl Merrill.
Tying in, so you think in a lap dance. And then you get on the mic and you just talk about how you're running for 2016.
I like that.
And how part of your campaign will be also doing the Amazing Race with me, the Comptroller of America.
Ooh, done. Yeah. We got our campaign.
Oof, I'm exhausted.
I do want to plug the museum, though.
Oh, yes, please. Yes, back to something real.
If you guys ever find yourself, or if we do have listeners in New Orleans, hello, I hope so,
hey,
at
you.
Some point.
My nephew's there.
Yes, tell him to go to
I
the Whitney Plantation.
Listening. I said some terrible things about him.
Just tell him not to listen to that episode.
Oh, okay, don't listen to that episode.
Whichever one it was.
But don't listen. The one that says, cut, like...
Well, tell his friends to take him to the Whitney Plantation in New Orleans.
It's a museum. The Whitney Plantation in New Orleans. Mm-hmm. Open...
every day.
Every day. All day, every day.
We'll post some links.
I was just curious. Cool.
Well, let's go to the next corner.
All right. Oh, with our special guest,
Saturn.
Well, here we are at Celebrity Guest Corner.
Celebrity Guest Corner. I'm a
celebrity. You're a celebrity.
You are.
We have within us a lovely, talented friend, artist friend. Saturn is here with us.
Welcome, Saturn.
Hi, Saturn.
Hola, bonjour, salut.
Please do it to me again.
Making the podcast international immediately.
Yeah.
Yes.
Better,
immediately.
Better than last week. I was struggling with my French. I knew we.
Oui.
Yeah, that's
and French
bonjour.
Toast.
Do you know voulez-vous coucher avec moi
yeah.
ce soir?
That's the only thing I know. So when I go to France, that's all I'm going
to
be saying.
Just well, you know, I have a better one. When I went to France, dancing. I had somebody teach me how to say this. It's assieds-toi sur mon visage, s'il vous plaît.
Okay,
I would say that to all the hot men I saw.
What does it
what
mean?
What does that mean?
Sit on my face, please.
Oh!
It's good to know! That's good. That's a
welcome
good one.
Welcome to France.
Welcome to France.
Americans.
But I don't know if I said it right, because nobody actually did.
Oh. Did they just stare at you? Were they like...
Yeah.
They're like,
oh, you stupid American.
No!
Well, they're lost.
You just gotta find the right Frenchman for
that's
that.
That's right.
So, Saturn is a pop artist here.
Extraordinaire. Wait, I want to ask.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So how do you two know each other?
You can start.
Okay, so I met James because I went to one of his Britney Spears flash mob rehearsals. Mm-hmm. And just for fun, because, you know, I thought it would be a blast. And he was so fucking entertaining. He made me laugh till I cried.
That
I was like, okay. And I was putting on a show, and I said, I need a choreographer. And I immediately thought of James.
Perfect.
And he graciously agreed to help me out and he did an amazing job.
That
had so much fun.
Awesome.
It was so great. It was we got to choreograph for, you know, he was my own little Britney.
And yeah,
I made awesome.
He even got to the point where he was like, I have too much choreography in my head. And I was like, no, bitch, you're gonna dance.
You better work.
You're gonna
let
work.
Me tell you what, he had me dipping and dropping. I'm like, my knees were not made for this.
Oh, and he's got to toughen him up.
And he's like singing and dancing, and he had like the mic. And
yes,
stuff.
And I just want to say, unlike Britney Spears, I actually did sing during my show. And
yes,
dance.
Thank
I sang
you.
Live.
You
sang live.
Thank you.
Made him
with choreography, too.
Yes, with choreography.
Hardcore choreography.
Did you have the heavy
out.
Breath?
Yeah. I mean, it was hard. It wasn't easy.
Damn. Okay. He was working. And I would, you know, I was like, oh, you don't have to do this turn because you're singing.
Mm-hmm.
But everything else you got to do.
Oh, yeah. That's such a nice choreographer.
You know, very generous.
When he wasn't lunging into the crevice and whatnot.
Well, that's during rehearsal. What happens in rehearsals gets...
set on the podcast.
So you just released a new album,
yes.
right? Talk
yes.
to me about this
what's
new album.
What's the name of the album?
It's called Face of America.
Ooh.
Sounds provocative.
You should see the album cover.
Yeah.
Like,
what is
post
it? Describe
it
on
the website.
Well, yeah. it's like a close-up of my face, but it's got all of these images that are meaningful from my perspective as being a black gay America. And it's all about, you know, America from my perspective, the perspective that many people don't ever get to hear about.
Yeah, let's talk about it. That's
yeah.
what this podcast is all
exactly.
about.
And so you're using your music to mm-hmm. talk about these things.
Yes. And it's funny because I've never really gotten political in my music ever before.
Yeah.
But I just felt like I had something to say. And
now is the time.
Well, what triggered this specifically with this album? Like, why now then?
Well, it wasn't even now. I mean, I was working on this album 2 years ago.
Yeah,
actually,
okay,
you know.
Yeah.
So I released it in November of 2014.
Yes.
It's been out a little while.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But it just happened to be timely. I didn't mean for it to be that way. This is just the natural form of my expression. It's just what I had up next because I'm always working on 5-6 projects at a time.
Yeah,
that's great. Yeah,
yeah.
I feel like there's kind of like, especially with us black folks, there's like something that's going on.
Oh yeah.
With us. Not even just watching the media or anything, we're all just feeling it. Mm. We're feeling like this kind of pull to be more vocal, be more expressive.
We have
of
to.
Who
we
are.
Have to. And I'm not an overtly political person.
Right.
For me, my music is my expression. It's my way of having a voice
yeah.
to say a lot of things. And it was funny. I was in Europe recently on vacation,
ooh.
And people were emailing me and texting like, "Oh, be careful over in Greece. Be careful. There's riots."
Right.
I'm like, I feel safer here than I do at home.
Really?
Or like getting stopped by a cop or some shit. I'm
right?
like, are you kidding? kidding? They love me over here. I ain't got no problems.
It's so true. That's interesting because I've heard that before about Black Americans traveling in Europe. It's like a different experience.
It is so different. Really?
Yeah. Part of me is kind of like a little freaked out and scared to be traveling by myself in Europe.
Honey, you're going
to
love it. They're going to love you.
There was actually the Spanish guy making googly eyes at me at the Apple Genius Bar.
I was going to say, was it a Google convention or something?
The googly Google eyes.
He was googling me at the Google eyes convention. And he was from Spain. I've actually had like a few sexy encounters with some Spaniards recently, and I'm like,
sexy encounters with the Spanish kind.
I'm gonna do really well in Spain.
You're gonna do well all over Europe.
Like, yeah, German guys hit on me all
they
the time.
They love Black people, unlike Americans.
That's true. No.
Except they don't like their own Black people. That's true. They don't like French Black people, but they like American Black people.
It's weird. Like, they have their own kind of discrimination over there, like with the people from the Caribbean or from Africa. But Black Americans, for some reason, they seem to like us. Everybody is discriminated against somebody somewhere on Earth.
It's so true.
I have a question for you. Have you seen the Stonewall trailer?
No, I have not seen the trailer. I've heard about the fuss.
So what have you heard?
I've heard that they were angry because some of the main people in the riots was like a transgendered person of color and they totally whitewashed
it. Yeah, Marsha P. Johnson, out. And so they've kind of like just put this like white dude Danny like as the
imaginary
character. But it's funny, there's also this new trailer out that's like this new rendition trailer of the trailer.
Trailer number two.
Well, no, like this. Somebody has like done like a political commentary on this trailer.
Oh, like a remix.
Yeah. Oh. So like they're like, and it's like a like, you know, it's epic, and it's like there's like, you know, like they have different words pop up in a trailer, and then they show like this Danny guy, and then they're like, who the fuck is Danny?
Inquiring minds want to know.
And then there's another one. It's like inspired by a true story. Ruined by Hollywood.
Oh, that's good.
I love it.
But there's like, so there's this one child star actress who's like speaking out about it. Like,
who, Amanda Luff?
No, it's not.
Oh, a new one.
A new child star actor. Amanda Luff from The Hunger Games. Okay.
I'm like, who the hell is Amanda Luff?
She was Little Rue. She's this cute little.
She's political.
If you listen to the podcast,
and so
you'll
stylish.
Hear it.
Ooh, we busted you.
Wait a minute. Y'all reading me, and I'm supposed to be your celebrity guest.
I mean, we're so glad that you're here.
Welcome to the library.
I just got red up in here. It
doesn't matter.
The shade of it all. Let me put my sunglasses on.
Because it's too shady.
Okay.
You better be up in that library. She's a librarian.
I'm a librarian. I read all day long.
They're coming for us.
Uh-oh.
I mean, the that shade cut so hard, I was bleeding. Somebody called 911.
And then you would get arrested.
I know, because I'm the victim. So I would get arrested. Yes.
But little Matilda from the movie Matilda spoke out against this movie.
She's like our age now.
Yeah,
she'll
like
always
little
be
Matilda.
Little Matilda in my eyes.
She's like older
than
you.
She's like 40.
I know.
My lord.
But she was like, she had this great comment. She was like tweeting about it. And she was like, what did she say? She accused him of twinkifying history.
Twinkifying.
Oh, look at her.
And wait a minute. That is going in the dictionary.
Twinkifying. I like that. She's like, you twinkified history. And she's like, you must have gotten the Stonewall riots confused with your little parties that you throw at your house filled with white, gay, fit, muscly
look
men.
Look at her.
Bring it, Matilda.
What is her real name
grown
again?
Up.
Mara Wilson.
Go, Mara Wilson.
Was in Mrs. Doubtfire.
That's right.
Which took place here in San Francisco.
Yes. She wrote some really touching things about Robin Williams.
Oh, yeah.
And how he, like, kept in touch with her even after Mrs. Doubtfire.
And not Sally Field.
Oh, he didn't?
Well, no, I'm saying I bet Sally Field didn't keep
in
touch.
Oh, okay.
I know. I'm going to throw some shade at Sally Field.
You don't like Sally
Field?
What's
wrong with Sally?
I don't. Why? Because as a child from separated parents,
yes,
she was the roadblock in Mrs. Doubtfire. She was like, just like, you're always having too much fun!
You mean the character?
Her character. Like, that was not really Sally Field, girl.
As a kid,
that's not Sally Field.
It's very hard to separate. No, but she's like played that curmudgeon type person.
Doesn't matter what she plays.
I love Sally Field. I've never seen her in anything.
Honey,
you
that
are overruled.
Like,
two against one. Sally Field
My
is awesome.
My opinion does
Thank
count.
You.
It does count.
Well, let's bring this to an end. Thank you.
James.
But like, honestly, like I will tell you this. I finally saw something that I did like Sally Field in.
Oh, what was that?
Soap dish. Have you seen the soap dish?
It's girl, good.
This shit is old. You just saw it.
So we are now moving into Quizlet Corner.
Oh, okay, Quizlet Corner.
Wait, did I plug my album enough?
What's the name of the album again?
Face of America.
She's like, wait about yeah. me.
Wait, did I plug
wait,
it enough?
Why am I here?
It's called Face
of
America.
What's the first track off of it?
Push Your Buttons, and there's a video that I shot here in the Castro just recently. It's brand new, so if you haven't seen it yet, go to IamSaturn.com and check it out.
And my friend Paul Ronales, who teaches for me in Icon Dance Collective, and he was your choreographer.
Yes.
He's in it,
and so he choreographed
awesome.
It.
Awesome.
Wow.
Amazing. Yes. And Paul listens to the podcast, so what's up, Paul?
Hey, Paul. Thanks for listening.
All right, so here it is. We are in Quizlet Corner. Ooh, we had like a guest star singer.
I know, I feel
that
so.
Nice.
Oh my god.
We just upped the game of
Saturn,
our theme song.
Thank you.
Alright, so the way that this goes is we're gonna have a category.
Okay.
And one of these things is a lie, and the rest are all truthful.
Ooh, a truth
and so
a lie.
Whoever can identify whatever the lie is first, you're gonna buzz in. So I'm gonna list four different things, and when you think that you've heard. If you think you know out of the four which one is the lie, you're going to make a buzzer. So what's your buzzer, Ineke?
Ah.
What's your buzzer?
Bam!
Okay, good. They're very different.
They're very
and do you
aggressive.
See? He's got his game face on.
No.
Last
Saturn
week,
is like hunching over.
And she doesn't play. She doesn't play. So I'm excited.
I'm going a little soft.
I don't
this
play
time.
Either. I don't know. Hard. I don't know. I've never played this before.
This is worth 5 points.
Okay.
And this is about Madonna.
Mm-hmm.
One of these things is a lie.
Okay.
Madonna's dancers went on strike in rehearsal. Mm. Madonna has fallen in love with one of her backup dancers. Madonna requires her dancers to wear full black head to toe. Or Madonna said no fat C words allowed in her
presence.
It's
the second one. The second one's a lie.
It's the last one.
No, it's the second one.
5 points to Saturn.
Whoa!
No, she said no C words allowed in her presence.
Yep.
So apparently Madonna just went like nutso.
Yeah.
Why does she do that?
Because she's Madonna.
It's true.
Because
you hear her
song
about her. Madonna.
I know, but I didn't think that she would do that about like.
And she was like overworking
body
her backup
shaming.
Dancers. Her backup dancers literally like said, one of them said, fuck you, and threw his credentials at her.
Yeah.
But still
because
didn't go on strike?
She's, well, no,
oh,
went
yeah,
on,
they did
they're
go
done.
On.
Like,
wow.
Her backup dancers, like, all went on strike. They're like, I'm not working for you. Because she, like, overworks them under, she apparently pays the least amount.
Oh my god, her concerts are so expensive.
I know.
But her thing is, like, you're honored to just be in my presence.
Ew.
She is Esther, after all.
Remember bitch next.
Yes! Isn't she still part of Kabbalah or whatever? That's where she got her Esther name.
Oh,
from.
I thought she was the Illuminati.
Oh, they all Illuminati.
Illuminati. She all right. wrote a song about it.
Next one. This one is about three. There's three things.
There's oh,
there's
things. Another Quizlet Corner?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Britney Spears came back and she gave a killer performance. They say that 2004 Britney Spears is back. Janet Jackson celebrated No Sleep hitting number one by going to Chuck E. Cheese. Michael Sam is quitting football. One of these is a lie. Oh.
B.
Yep, I agree.
Janet Jackson would never go to Chuck E. Cheese.
It's true. She did go to number one, but
she did
not go
to number
Chuck
one. Congratulations to Janet
yes.
Jackson.
On the R&B charts.
I know.
But
it's like,
still
it's
good.
Still something. But like, who is on the R&B charts? Because like, I feel like R&B doesn't exist.
I was like, why is you say it like it's a lesser thing? That's great.
No, it is. But I mean, like the main like Billboard
main
top
Billboard
10 is like everybody.
But she still got a number one, and a number one is a number one. But like, it does seem like, I feel like R&B like as a music genre, like the fact
that's
that,
her
like,
genre.
Like, but I'm just saying that like, it feels like, it doesn't exist as much. Like, I feel like there's so much, like, there used to be, like, Brandy, and there used to be, like...
Yeah, the 90s was R&B.
So much R&B.
Well,
and, like, then pop artists
yeah.
were trying to get a more R&B sound. Like,
yeah.
in 2000s, like, Britney was trying to get an R&B sound, and, like, now...
Right.
Like, who was on the chart? Like, you said, I don't even know.
Is it, like, Tinashe, or Robin Thicke, or...
Robin what?
Robin Thicke is trying to be R&B.
Ew.
I know
next.
He's gross, but I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
All right, that was worth 5 points. You're up by 10.
Okay.
This last one is worth 102 points.
Oh,
so this
my
is
Lord.
For all of the money. This is about Donald Trump.
Oh, gosh.
There's a lot of things.
Oh, gosh.
Okay.
Pretty
truth
much,
or a lie?
I pretty much, one of these is a lie.
Okay, one of them is a lie?
One of these is a lie.
Okay.
And there's a lot of things here. These are all about things that Donald Trump may or may not have said.
Okay.
Donald Trump may or may not have said, I am the least racist person.
I'm sorry.
Come on.
He
now.
May or may not have said, she does have a nice body. I'd probably be dating her if she wasn't my daughter.
Oh, yeah.
He may or may not have said, Robert Patterson should not have taken back Kirsten Stewart. She cheated on him like a dog. He may or may not have said, The concept of global warming was created by the Chinese for the Chinese. I know this because I made a lot of money from the Chinese. Or he may have said, black people are so awesome, I wish I could be them.
Oh, please. And the last one is the lie. Oh.
Hey! I buzzed in first.
She did buzz in.
Oh, was that how that happened?
What are you saying, Aneke?
Yeah, the last one.
Ah, Aneke did win the competition. 102 points to Aneke to your 10.
You gave 102. It a good...
But you know what? I want to read this other thing that he did say.
What did he say?
He said, this is what he really said. He said, I wish I could be a well-educated black person today because I really feel like they have the upper advantage.
I don't know how to... That's like a backhanded... That's like a slap.
Yeah. He also said, like, I have a good relationship with the blacks. I've always had a good relationship with the blacks.
That's not
the
true.
Blacks.
The blacks.
Wait a minute. The fact that he says the blacks
says it all.
That means
he does not have a black friend and being like, what are you doing?
He also said...
Arsenio Hall doesn't count.
He's friends with Arsenio Hall.
No, because Arsenio Hall won the Apprentice.
That's why.
And I love Arsenio Hall. I think he's great.
I've never watched The Apprentice.
Yeah. I've always wondered how Donald Trump, because he's super rich and he's a Republican, mm-hmm. I always wondered what did he think about black people specifically. And then he also said this comment about, what did he say? Oh, he said this thing like, I don't like a black man counting my money. I want a Jewish guy counting my money.
Oh, that's racist on all fronts.
Everything that comes out of his mouth is foolishness.
And
yes!
And here's my thing.
He has never said
like,
anything normal.
And like, I just think like it's crazy. So where I got all those quotes was BuzzFeed did this video of if a guy said, said all the things that Donald Trump said, we would be like, what the fuck is wrong with you? And here it is, this guy's
running
for
president
of the United States.
But he's running as a GOP person, so that says it all. Hello.
People said that he's going to split off. There's a whole conspiracy Illuminati theory mm-hmm. that...
Thinking that he's purposely running to...
So Hillary
for Hillary,
win.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
I mean, it's
that's what they said about Ralph Nader,
though. But
it's
the only thing that really makes sense to me because he's so wacko.
I don't see why people take him seriously. He's always been a joke. He has always, my whole life, has been a joke.
I know. He doesn't even think there's an Iraq.
Oh my god. Yeah.
Iraq doesn't exist.
Oh, you know, Azealia Banks was like tweeting about him. Yeah. She's like, I just want to see someone put a pie in his face.
I love
that's
her.
That's sweet. That's like the sweet insult.
But
you
know
what? It's so sweet. Like, they just like womp.
Especially for Azealia Banks. That's
no,
like,
that I
was,
know.
Well, that's she goes for the throat.
No, she did like, she did 20. She was like, somebody needs to put crabs in his hair.
Oh, okay.
She did go, like, you know, okay.
She went wild. I wish it was only pie in the face because then maybe she was having a good day.
She's come under fire for a lot of shit that she said, but I love her.
I do.
She looks loose.
About Azealia Banks.
I really like her. I think she's talented.
She's so talented.
I love her. I think she has big cojones, and I love that. Mm. I mean, I'm
very pretty.
I mean, she's not willing to play the game. The music. She's not willing to play the game. The music industry is a huge game, and she's not willing to play it. And that's why her wonderful music just isn't getting to the levels that it should be.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. But I think she's wonderful.
Who are you listening to right now, and who should we be listening
yes.
to?
Yes.
Oh goodness,
this is good.
This is going to be awful, but I listen to All My Legends still. You know who I love.
Oh, yeah. I was like, All My Legends. I don't
know. All My Legends.
I know. I was like, is
that
like your
bands?
Is that one of your first albums? Is that?
All My Legends by Saturn.
that's your next album.
Go ahead. Just rattle a few of your legends.
Oh, Prince. I always listen to Prince. I cannot wait for Janet to come back. I got my tickets. Yes. I'm loving No Sleep. I'm loving everything. I'm revisiting all my Janet years.
Isn't her house cute? Because you know that
video. That was her house?
That's her house? I didn't
know
that
was
her house.
You know her house is bigger because she's married to that billionaire.
It's like one of her houses.
Which of her houses?
One of her houses.
She was like,
I don't want to leave the house today. Let's just film it right here. You know that whispering thing she does?
She doesn't
like,
speak louder than
a
mouse.
I just want to...
Yeah, I know.
I just want to stay home. I ain't getting no sleep.
It's so true.
Are you going to get no sleep? Mm. I'm missing you. You missing me. Whenever we meet, we ain't going to get no sleep.
Yes.
Yes, we got you to sing. We got you.
Well, thank you so much for coming. It was
thank
a joy
you,
to have you. We love you.
It was
you.
A joy to be here. Thank you.
Go
wonderful.
To, what's your website again?
IamSaturn.com.
Please go there, listen to his music, see his music videos. Oh, you can even see one of our performances
yes,
on there.
That's
yes.
Right. Yes.
See the choreography.
Please.
Name of the
to
album
YouTube.
Again.
Yes. Face of America is the latest album. This is my sixth album.
Ooh. Wow.
Damn, working on a new one.
Oh, man.
You stay busy.
I do.
Good. Well, thanks for stopping by the corner.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, History, history, history.
Corner.
History, history, history.
Corner.
Remix. Wah, 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 wah. Stay woke.
All right. So today in history, in 1995, Shannon Faulkner won a legal battle and became the first female cadet at the Citadel.
Get it, girl.
So she was only there a week.
Okay.
Because she received death threats and rape threats and all of that.
Fuck this. I'm done. But, I'm so done.
But because of her issues, and this is the Citadel was open in 1860. And she's a
black woman, right?
No, she was white.
Oh, okay.
Anyways, but now, as of 2016, I was surprised, or 2013, it's a couple year difference, but still, it's probably bigger now.
Yeah.
I was very proud to see that 21% of the overall student body are women.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Get it, girls.
So
get
even though she dealt with some crap crazy back in 1995.
I feel like there was a movie like that was like that. There's a lot of movies like that.
There was a lot of spin out. This was like, I remember it was a big deal back in 1995 that she got in and then she went through all of this crap and was forced to leave. Mm-mm. But I still think we should applaud her because now that 21% of the student body is female, she made a difference.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to give her some claps and I'm going to put her in the appreciation corner.
I like that.
She's still alive, right?
I think so, yeah. Oh,
okay.
Thank you, Susan Faulkner. I think that's what
What'd you say? Sounds like you're saying bad words.
Shannon Faulkner.
Not Susan Faulkner, I know what you did.
I don't know what you did.
I hope it was good.
I hope it's good. I hope you're doing good. But Shannon props to you.
It's probably her sister, and she's like, mom, I never get. She like is just baking.
And then she just runs away.
She runs away. She was going to go to Target, but then she was like,
Target!
Damn it! She's like, I don't know where the toys are. I don't know what toy to get! That's why we're not. I'm putting her in the corner. I'm putting her sister
Susan,
in the corner.
You get in the corner. Shannon.
You appreciation corner.
Here's a little star.
Yay! Well, the Big Ten. And the Big Ten episode wouldn't be complete without some more random things.
Yay!
Last minute corner.
It was good. It's been a good run so far. I'm
it has.
Happy.
I'm enjoying it.
Thanks to Saturn, too.
Thanks for Saturn for being here. I would have loved to talk to him about Janelle Monáe.
I love Janelle Monáe.
Janelle Monáe and a bunch of other folks created this song. What's it called?
Tamabelle? It's that word.
What you talking about?
No, it's something like that. It's like what you tell them about.
Wow, what you tell
them about.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's sort of like this new sort of anthem.
Or it's good.
It's like, it is like the rally cry.
It's for posted on our Facebook page.
This whole entire Black Lives Matter movement, which is like we've been protesting for about a year now.
And it's exactly saying what we've been saying in our podcast about say the names.
Say the names. And the song is completely, first of all, musically, it's just like, I mean,
it's
I almost
good.
Cry
it's
listening to it.
I cried a little bit, truth be told.
It's a jam. Like you're gonna,
it was a good
club
beat.
Banger.
It was a good beat, and then it was powerful.
It was very powerful. And you know, it's so interesting. Like I feel like there's so many artists here, and I've said this before, I really wish that there were more Black artists that would, I mean, Beyonce could have had this track, like she could have, you know, so many people could have, and they didn't, and Janelle Monáe did, and she's awesome, she's amazing,
yeah,
she's tiny, I met her.
So what happened when you met her?
She was very quiet and standoffish. She was in this tent that I was working at Outside Lands. But I've forgiven her.
Yeah, she's doing her thing. I went to her
concert.
She probably
just didn't want to be bothered with me.
Okay.
I'm just me.
I went to her concert and it was amazing.
Yeah.
Did she dance
on a tightrope?
An imaginary tightrope, and she painted on stage. She did her own portrait while she was singing a song up there.
I actually wish it was just like, she just like was like, shh, and it's
just
her
just
painting.
We're all quietly watching
like
her paint.
Hour. And she's just like,
I feel like I went to a show like that at UC Santa Cruz during one of like the art exhibits or whatever.
Probably. We were
but
doing some crazy shit. Yeah.
Really quick, it was one of our first dates with me and Andrew, so it was early and I was all nervous. We went to go see her and she was opening up for this band called Of Montreal.
Oh.
And during Of Montreal, two people in pig suits came out and simulated sex on the stage and it was the most embarrassing time of my life.
That was your first date.
It was like one of our first dates.
Oh, God.
And it was a double date with shout out to Heather and Kevin. So the four of us sat there awkwardly watching people in pig masks fake sex on stage.
Was that what Janelle Monáe was painting? That would have been amazing. And it's just quiet.
I know.
And she's Janelle Monáe. Like, after she finished, I'm on a tightrope. And then she's like, shh.
Time for art.
time for art. These pigs are fucking and she's just painting them.
Painting?
She's like, yeah, that's it.
No! It would, if she came in and started painting, it would have, I would have been like, all right, we're doing this now.
Well, that's amazing.
So she has this great song out now.
Yeah, she has a great song out. She was singing it on the Today Show. And then afterwards, I can't stop laughing shameful, at terrible shameful things that happened to it's our shame- people.
Because it's almost hilarious how shameful it
so
is.
So she performs this like inspirational song that is about Sadie's names. Powerful. And about, you know, it's a rally cry. It's essentially so a rally cry. And at the end of it, she's like talking about like, you know, this is, you know, we gotta, you know, black people don't let them silence you. And right? White people, you need to join the front. And then she then says, we will not be silenced. And then they cut her off.
Straight up cuts her off.
I just think it's so ironic. Like, she said, we will not be silenced.
And they and panned they away.
Panned her away, and they cut to something else. And then for that day, there was all the other segments were posted online on the mm-hmm. Today Show website, and hers was not.
It wasn't?
Not even her performance. Like, nothing about her is performing. Yeah.
Why are people afraid? Don't be afraid of this. It's not. It's nothing to be afraid of. It's all positivity. It's about encouraging humans to love other humans.
Absolutely. Well, on that note, sure has been a terrific episode of Minority Corner.
It's been fun.
It's been a lot of fun. We've done so many things. We had so many conversations.
I know.
Had a great time.
Thank you, Saturn.
Thank you, Saturn, for being on here. Please go look at his music. It's absolutely wonderful.
Yes,
fantastic.
We'll post links.
I have just 4 more weeks of Temple of Poon, and then you're not hearing about me talk about it anymore.
Temple of Poon.
Saturn came to see the show last night.
I'm gonna
night.
Come. Mm-hmm. Don't act like that. I come to your shows.
I know, but you missed one.
Out of how many?
It's not about that.
I don't know how many shows I've been
to. As America's
to.
Comptroller, I don't need to count.
Hashtag 2016 Neke.
Oh, I can't wait.
I don't even know what I'm running for.
You're running for president.
But I don't want to compete with Bernie Sanders.
Neke, if you don't, who will? Listen, we'll go offline about
okay,
this.
Okay, no,
but you're running. You don't know what you're running for. Come on, I want to be comptroller.
Okay, good. We'll okay. run. Right, we'll good, run. Good, We're good. Running.
We'll run for that, and we'll run the Amazing Race. We'll run both.
Ooh, together. We like to run. We'll run to the office. Well,
that's our whole entire shtick. So if you guys want to see us run to the White House, get us on Amazing Race. All right, make sure to comment and like us. No one's done any of that.
Can you please give us a rating on iTunes?
We're just like, we want people to know
please?
That we exist.
You guys who are listening to us right now are a privileged few.
Mm-hmm.
And we want you guys to share your share privilege with the us. Rest of the world.
Who are you, Madonna?
Basically.
Oh, okay.
I'm just getting real shady with my...
The shade came out today. Get your sunglasses on and enjoy the day.
Yes, it's hot.
It's hot. Get the short shorts. All right, let's go outside.
Let's go. All right, bye guys.
You don't get to come. Bye.
Bye.
All right, one more check from us.
Check, check, check. Talking.
I don't know why I have these headphones on. I can't hear
you just
hear
like wearing them.
It makes me feel professional.
You feel professional. You gotta do only one ear.
Oh,
DJ James, up on the spot.
Does that make you like Cinderella? Can you be my hype lady?
Yeah.
Hype
sup,
me.
Sup it up. Do it now. Watch it. Get busy. It's James on the microphone.
That was cute.
That's, I hyped you up for that.
Why are you so disappointed?
You're supposed to do something.
I mean, like,
that was a lot of work.
I'm like, hey, you're cute. That was cute.
You're Way supposed to be like, yeah.
Oh, okay.
On the mic.
I'm on the microphone.
Uh-huh.
It's me.
Do it.
My nipple itch.
Did you scratch it?
Nope. Just gonna let that be there.
Let it float in
Just
the air.
Just let it.